Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the greatness and the privilege of being in your kingdom, translated out of the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom, to now be your fragrance, to bring your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for waking us up morning by morning and stirring our hearts to wake up to more of the uniqueness that we have in you, so that we can be fragrances, lights, rivers in the desert. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Timothy 1 from verse 4 to 6, NIV translation. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Louise and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful to just see the beauty of the kingdom realities just growing. We can see here the goodness of this God quality of life was first in Timothy's grandmother, and then later in his mother, and it's now in him. So it's wonderful for us. We can expect, and according to scripture, this scripture here is one of them. This is how God has worked in the past, and that is how he's going to work in the future. But also the beautiful passage of Isaiah, what's it, 64, 54, must really, where it talks about the bride. And there it says, he builds us up on with precious stones. So everything that comes to us is precious. And one of the precious things is that he will teach our children, and great will be the peace of our children. So we can expect this kingdom realities to just grow in our family line. So that's why, again, it is so important to build your life on this realities that we are now have, to be babes to evil, wise to what is good, so Satan can be crushed under our feet and our children's children's feet. And I love you at the end as well. He says he's reminding Timothy to stir up the gift in him, the gift of God, which is in him. And this is the beauty. You know, we come from God. Amen. We are his idea. We are his workmanship. And therefore, we are gifts to this world, gifts to the body, and gifts to the lost out there. And that's why it's so important to stir ourselves up daily, drawing close. Also because the days ordained for us were written while there were yet none of them. So we don't want to miss out on the wonderful fragrance and the goodness that comes through fellowship with the Father and Son in the Holy Spirit. So that's why we, morning by morning, we draw close to the Lord, so we can be stirred up and we can be on fire for the Messiah, too busy with the good to do the bad. So be blessed to know that you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, and all the gifts of God are yes and amen. So it's the realities are there. We just got to draw close and we receive them from the Lord. The Lord lets rivers of living water flow into our hearts and then out into the world. And then we are fulfilling that wonderful scripture through these great and precious promises. We partake of the divine nature, and having escaped, we have escaped, we are in the kingdom, and now we're partaking of the divine nature through these great and precious promises that God is waking us up with every morning. Amen. Stirring us up to be on fire for the Messiah. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed.
Amen.